And next, the news from the trade union Forsa about a number of serious incidents at Oberstown Children's Detention Campus. So serious that five staff members needed hospital treatment over the last 10 days. Niall Shanahan, Media Relations Director with the trade union Forsa, is on the line to tell us more. Niall, what's been happening at Oberstown?
Well, we've had three very serious incidents over a period of 10 days. There was a member of staff assaulted on the 8th of June, and that same member of staff was one of the nine staff injured on Wednesday this week. We had nine staff injured. There was one resident involved in the incident. Four required hospital treatment. One of those had to be referred to Beaumont Hospital for treatment. And then in the middle of that, on the 11th of June, we had one very serious incident where a staff member had their face slashed in a very serious incident. It's what's been described to me as a life-changing injury. So we've had a series of injuries and assaults over the last 10 days, but unfortunately, the staff have tried to raise the kind of mounting issues over staff assaults over the last number of years. And what we have is a situation that's becoming more and more critical, partly due to staff shortages. Staff have told me that it's quite frequently they don't have enough staff to cover the shift, and they're operating below capacity. The other difficulty then is with staff retention, because of the 10 new staff that Oberstown took in this year, only two of them are still working on the campus. So we have a mounting safety problem for staff and for residents, because everybody in the campus is affected by these kinds of incidents. We have staff who are trying to raise these issues with the management at the Oberstown campus, and we have a management group who appear unwilling, I think, to engage with the reality as staff are experiencing it when they're working their shifts. So, for example, given the number of serious injuries that we've had over those three incidents over the last 10 days, the staff members are themselves required to report these incidents to the Gardaí. Oberstown management don't report to the Gardaí that anything like this has taken place on the campus. So it suggests an unwillingness, I think, to take responsibility to what's happening to the staff on the campus. But I think more crucially, what we have is an environment that's becoming more and more unsafe, both for residents and for staff, because the kind of care model that Oberstown is built on requires appropriate staffing and resources. They keep falling short, and these incidences then become more frequent.
There's a quote in the Irish Times and Kitty Holland's piece from a staff member at Oberstown who said the focus on the care of young people has resulted in inadequate attention to safety. Is that Forsa's view?
I think it's fair to say that's a staff perspective that I've heard. I've been talking to the Oberstown staff, I think, for more than 15 years now, and unfortunately, this is a feature of their working life. But these staff are expert at understanding the appropriate care model, the kind of resources that's required to deliver it successfully. And to deliver it successfully guarantees not alone the safety of staff, but the safety of residents as well. As a matter of urgency, we've contacted Oberstown management for an engagement, and Oberstown management has responded. We'd expect an engagement to take place in the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. But at this particular point in time, I'm very mindful of the fact that we have, I think, four or five staff from Oberstown who are not going to be able to attend work for at least a month because of their injuries. So this further exacerbates the problem that I've already described, where they don't have enough staff to cover shifts, and where staff retention is an issue. The longer this goes on and it isn't addressed, the more unsafe everybody on the Oberstown campus is.
The young people being detained at Oberstown, is there a trend, or who are accused or involved? Are they accused or involved in increasingly serious violent crimes? Are drugs a factor?
I wouldn't be in a position to comment on that,
okay.
Anya. And it's a matter of principle for these staff as well that they don't comment on the children in their care because they risk being identified in that situation. So for data protection and child welfare and lots of other reasons, it's not possible to discuss that.
All right. Well, we'll be keeping an eye on the story and thank you for talking to us about it. That's Niall Shanahan, Media Relations Director with the Trade Union Fórsa.